Today, tonight, Scott Delamere speaks to David Bluehead from the number one team of the nation's colleges.
Okay, try to explain that. I want to do something.
What team was he watching for?
New York and, opening game started today.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is all over.
This one last year, 21-0, in front of 21-7 in the third period. This will be 69-8. In the fourth period, represents the nation's number one rusher, J.J. Jennings. More than 179 yards per game.
Say someone who's real sure of his make up his own mind, and then nobody can make him change his mind. You say that he's 90.
Stubborn.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
He's hot temper.
And so you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so. And if somebody's about to lose their temper, you might tell them,
I don't know.
You might tell them not to lose their temper. You say, now just keep.
Keep what?
And say if someone has been well and suddenly you hear they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when was it that he sick? When was it that he...
What was it now?
If someone was well and then suddenly you hear they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when was it that he was sick?
Taking that disease.
Okay, or would you say, when was it that he taken sick or got...
When was he taken sick already?
And say if a person went outside and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, and you'd say that he...
Taken cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he couldn't talk right. You'd say he was a little bit...
Throat sore.
Or he sounds a little...
A hole.
You go like that and say you have a...
Bad cold. Who's gonna listen to all this recording I'm doing the way I'm feeling?
If you wanted to stop for a while, we could. I could come back a little bit. Somebody who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're...
Dead.
Say if a man has been out working for and he takes out the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you say, look how much I...
He's been sweating.
Or look how much I...
Look how much I sweat.
The sore that comes to a head is called a
rising core.
And the stuff that comes out is...
Core.
Or...
Mother.
Okay.
Bush.
And say if someone got shot or stabbed, say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
If a wound doesn't heal back right,
it's not doing so well.
Do you ever hear that called some kind of flesh?
Bad flesh.
Okay. And a brown liquid that stings that you could put on a cut. If you had a little cut, you might put on this brown liquid that stings. Call that
a gash.
Or the medicine you put on.
Oh, the medicine. Putting down.
Or a brown liquid that stinks a lot.
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
What about iodine?
Iodine.
And a white powder that they used to take for malaria. It was real bitter.
Did you take white powder?
It's a white, bitter powder that people used to take.
Why not?
If a man got shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Well, if he didn't recover, I reckon he died.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
He passed away.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying that?
He's dead.
You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died with.
And the place where people are buried.
Oh, the cemetery, the graveyard.
Okay. And what they put the body in.
Casket.
And the ceremony at the cemetery is called that everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
They're mourning.
When you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that...
You stiff.
Or you say you've got...
Arthritis.
Any old-fashioned name?
Rheumatism.
This is a disease that children used to die from. They'd get a really bad sore throat and then choke up in the night.
Pneumonia.
Or what about dip?
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.